Christmas to the moon. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob and Yardley.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In one moment, we're going to Massachusetts for an update there regarding the Catholic hospitals and how they interface with the godless health regulations of the state of Massachusetts, including their regulations on killing innocent children. But first, just quickly, the Obama administration has plans to send legislation to Capitol Hill this week still, asking for expanded power to seize private firms. Right now, the government can seize banks because of our misguided FDIC program. Well, the Obama administration, according to administration documents, and this by the Washington Post out today, the Obama administration is seeking permission from Congress to give them unprecedented powers to seize non-bank financial companies such as investment firms, hedge funds, and insurance companies. How's that for socialism? And, of course, we had the House of Representatives this past week vote for retroactive and punitive use of the tax code against an unpopular group of Americans. Imagine that, congressmen voting to tax particular individuals and take away money that they received legally, retroactively. What's happening in America, once you do away with God's enduring command, do not murder, you think do not steal matters to the governing officials? You think do not commit adultery matters? No, if do not murder goes, and in America, it is gone. Now, God will still hold our governing officials accountable, but they act as though there is no command from God, do not murder, and our nation is suffering the consequences. Now, let's go to Massachusetts and to a guest, John O'Gorman. John, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Thank you very much, Bob.
John, you and I have never spoken on the air, but I know that you are a pro-family activist in Massachusetts, and it's come to our attention that the Catholic hospitals in Massachusetts have entered into a contract with the state regarding providing health care, and there seems to be a real crisis in the making here. John O'Gorman, could you help us understand what's going on?
Okay, my name is John O'Gorman. Your people there wouldn't know me. I've been working pro-life in Ireland since 1982 and since I came over here in 1994. Now, what's happened here, a story broke in the Boston Globe on February the 27th, and it was, funny enough, in the business section, and a lot of people missed it.
Yeah, in the business section of the Boston Globe, the paper right. of record for the state.
Right. Now, Caritas bid to join the state's network of health insurers. Now, Caritas Christi is a sixth hospital group here, and it's under the wing of the Archdiocese of Boston. Mm. It was established in 1985, and they have six hospitals along the eastern part of Massachusetts.
And John O'Gorman, Boston is like the Silicon Valley of the medical industry.
That's correct.
So this is very significant what's happening with these Catholic hospitals in Boston. So the name of the chain, the network, is Caritas Christi.
Caritas Christi, which is Latin for the love of Christ.
For the love of Christ.
Love of Christ. Caritas right. is the Latin for love, and Christi, of course, Christ.
And John, by the way, of course, everyone in my audience loves your accent. I love your Irish accent. And before we're done, I'd like to ask you about your pro-life work in Ireland back in the 80s. But if I can't understand something, I'll just ask you to repeat it. But so far, everything is great. So go ahead. Caritas Christi.
Okay, so Caritas Christi is a six hospital chain. Like other hospitals, they're in financial difficulties, probably because they treat a lot of people free of charge, the poor and so on, as mm-hmm. is the mission of the church. Anyway, They're looking to get into a state-sponsored insurance program to cover 163,000 people. Now, this would, because the law of the land here in Massachusetts is, and in the U.S., would cover abortion. Now, the Catholic hospitals claim they wouldn't do abortions, but quite clearly they'll be doing abortion referrals. And that's in the article. This is a joint statement from Caritas Christi and Centene, which is the major partner in this health insurance program. And they issued a statement on the 26th saying, quote, that the new venture will, quote, contract with providers both in and out of the Caritas network to ensure access to all services required by the authority, that's the Health Connector Authority, the government board,
right,
including confidential family planning services.
Now, this is tragic, what you have just read on the air here in Denver, John O'Gorman, a joint statement between these Catholic hospitals and the state of Massachusetts.
And the insurance company who are working under the state plan. So, in other words, the government has to approve plans, right?
Right.
But this insurance for the 163,000 people has been done as a joint venture between Caritas Christi and Centene Corporation, which
is
an insurance company out of St. Louis.
Now,
they don't
state
themselves run hospitals here.
Okay, now, John, the state health program, the Commonwealth Care Health Program, which is also called Romney Care, is that the same program?
That wouldn't be a bad description.
Romney Care, because when he was governor, this legislation was introduced that he line-item vetoed 8 times to take out things he didn't like, for example, extended dental care. He line-itemed that. He got rid of that, but he kept in that Planned Parenthood, the abortion business, would be on the board of the State Health Commission. And also, Mitt Romney authorized with his signature tax-funded elective abortions. And so this is part of the Commonwealth Care Health Program that these Catholic hospitals now have entered into a contract to service 163,000 people in the state of Massachusetts.
That's correct. And the Health Connector Authority has on its own website and stated, quote, all health plans in Commonwealth Care, that's the umbrella plan, offer the same health benefits.
And that includes child killing your baby.
Again, you look on the website, and these benefits include abortion with a $50 copay.
And so the hospitals have issued a joint statement with an insurance firm stating that they will outsource, they will provide referrals for private family planning services, which we know refer to the abortion services that are covered by the Commonwealth Care Health Program, the Romney Care.
Yeah, they've left this wide open, and they say they will contract with providers in and out of the Caritas network. So we believe that for this moment, Catholic hospitals will not themselves perform abortions, but will refer girls and women on to other hospitals and abortuaries in Massachusetts performing these.
So this would be like saying that we will not kill Jews here, but we will refer them to Auschwitz.
That's it. Yeah, we'll put them on the train. We won't actually put the gas in the gas chamber. We'll put them on the trains.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I'm glad we put it that way, because this plan actually envisages transportation being provided. So it looks like a girl who would turn up at a Caritas Christi hospital could actually have a taxi called to bring her over to Planned Parenthood in downtown Boston.
Who is the Cardinal O'Malley? Is he in Boston?
Cardinal Archbishop Sean O'Malley is the Archbishop of Boston. Correct.
And has he spoken publicly about this outrage?
Well, the thing is, he talks out of both sides of his mouth. He's issued various statements. On the 6th, he issued a statement saying that, let me see, I have it right here. It's from his own blog.
Now, talking out of both sides of your mouth, I can't even imagine that in a religious leader, John O'Gorman.
Well, the thing is, we haven't been happy with Cardinal Sean for a very long time.
Mm.
We regard him as weak on pro-life. He's weak on marriage. he wouldn't have the churches collect signatures when we tried to put an item on the ballot there recently.
When you tried to get a pro-marriage, defense of marriage amendment?
Yeah, there was various things that went on. First of all, we tried to have a referendum here this year to define marriage as the union of one man and one woman.
And Cardinal Archbishop Sean O'Malley would not permit signatures to be gathered in his churches?
No. The first time he gave reasonable help. But then when we tried to do additional work with the groups who were doing this, basically the laity led this. For example, I was chased away from my own church and told, no, the archdiocese will be doing something next week. And I had to tell the parish priest, this is a bit late, Father, isn't it? Mm. And I asked him where he got his orders from, and he told me he got them from the Archbishop's secretary. Hmm. Right? And I phoned him up, and I got the same, you know, smoke on my face. We're doing something later. But, of course, later is too late.
Later is too late because Mitt Romney took it upon himself to order the state to issue homosexual marriage licenses.
That's correct.
And
absolutely correct.
His pro-family supporters, those who have endorsed him and those who have praised him and defended him from Focus on the Family to Jay Sekulow right on down, they've said that, well, he was forced to do that. First of all, no man could be forced to do something evil. No man can ever be forced to do something evil. But they say the Massachusetts Goodridge decision forced the governor to issue homosexual marriage licenses. And John O'Gorman, I read that ruling myself. It never even mentions the governor. It does not mention the governor. It didn't mention Mitt Romney, his office. And so certainly he was not ordered by the state Supreme Court to issue homosexual marriage licenses.
You're absolutely correct. I, again, was involved in that campaign and he got married myself on the 15th of May, 2004. Just 2 days before these new Party A and Party B licenses came in.
Oh, my. Well, let me say congratulations on your wedding, John.
Thank you.
And
thank
so you. 2 days before, Mitt
Just
Romney.
2 days before, and that's why it's burnt into my memory.
And the state Supreme Court there, they did not even order the legislature to enact homosexual marriage. What they said was that the legislature should consider our opinion that homosexual marriage is constitutional, and they should take action as they may deem necessary, or no, as they may deem appropriate. So this was a court, even though it's godless and immoral, it was trying not to be an activist court. It was trying to say, here's our opinion, but the legislature needs to do something about it. And here is Mitt Romney and Ann Coulter and on, wanting the Massachusetts court to be an activist court, wanting to implement a ruling that they never even issued.
Yeah, that's correct. This was called the Goodridge decision back in, it was late 2003.
Yes.
And it required the legislature to act within 180 days. They didn't act. And then Romney, purely of his own accord, his office ordered that the justice of the peace and town clerks, whoever the people can perform the marriages,
right,
there's a number of them, issue these Party A and Party B licenses.
So instead of husband and wife,
doing.
Instead of bride and groom on your marriage license, it's Party A and Party B.
That's correct. The new license reads Party A and Party B.
Yeah, and of course, this is not only an insult to God. The Massachusetts Supreme Court put in their ruling that civil marriage is the creation of the state, which is blasphemous toward God who instituted marriage. And what state, when the pilgrims came over on the Mayflower, they were married. Sure wasn't the creation of Massachusetts, their marriages. And you go back and back and back until the beginning of marriage, that's when God created Adam and Eve, and he instituted marriage. So, okay, so you're saying that...
Yeah, and this is what people have to understand about marriage. Long before there was man-made laws, long before there was the established religions that we know, marriage is there as a biological relationship between a man and a woman. That's what marriage is. Nothing can change it.
Hmm.
marriage is what marriage is.
Yeah, and of course, eventually, with homosexual marriage, then we will get polygamy, and who knows, even worse
than
that. It
opens the door to everything. Polygamy, bigamy, you name it.
Right, exactly. So, okay, so John O'Gorman, so you said that the Cardinal did support an effort to try to get legislation or an amendment passed to defend marriage.
Yes, yes. We actually collected 170,000 signatures, which is a record number.
All right.
And again, because of this peculiar process in the Massachusetts Constitution, that those signatures have to be then, if you like, agreed by the Parliament in two successive sessions.
Hmm.
And the homosexuals got the, and only by a quarter, by the way, of the votes.
Of the
legislature.
Only
needed 50 votes out of 200 in the state house.
Right.
And the homosexuals put the heat on the politicians, and the politicians, I'd almost say, gladly caved in.
So not even 50 had the courage to do what was right. They probably don't even know it is right, but they didn't have the courage to do it as right, so this never happened. And then there was an effort to do this again? Is that what you're...
Yeah, well, the second effort was to prevent people getting married in Massachusetts if their marriages would not be legal in their home states. So this would be a way to stop us bringing in people from the 49 other states to create this homosexual tourism marriage.
Right.
Okay? And it's actually, it was, but anyhow, that failed as well.
We
needed to collect 30-something thousand signatures. We only collected 11,000. The church completely abandoned us on this one.
Okay, so now, John O'Gorman, let's also talk about the issue of Catholic hospitals being ordered by Mitt Romney to give out Plan B the morning after. It's a chemical abortifacient. It's a chemical, it's a pesticide to kill children, a chemical weapon. That's also part of this tragic story in Massachusetts.
Yeah, you see, this is where you have it right. There's been a whole succession of tragedies here in the church. This is not something new. No. A whole succession of cave-ins among the politicians and among the bishops.
And so what happened in that case? Do you recall that case? I think I recall the facts where Mitt Romney was disagreeing with his own state health department, who had ruled that the Catholic hospitals would not have to dispense these abortifacients. And Mitt Romney reversed that, and he issued an order that Catholic hospitals would be required to give out this abortifacient.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact details at the moment, but the fact is that that's been widely given out, including, we believe, in several of the Catholic hospitals.
And so that's the news reports, as I understand them, that the Catholic hospitals, instead of what they should have done, was said, we will not give Zyklon B to kill a Jew, what the Germans used to kill some Jews in the Holocaust. We will not give an abortifacient to kill a baby. And if the government attempts to force us to kill children with chemical abortifacients, we will close down our hospitals. We will shut our hospitals. First, do no harm. Do not kill the innocent, God said. We will not kill our children in Massachusetts, we will close these hospitals.
Well, that's exactly the kind of threat that the, not a threat, this is what the Archbishop needs to clearly say, and hopefully it wouldn't come to this. The first thing is we simply wouldn't cooperate.
Right.
But this is what Cardinal John O'Connor did in New York back in 1995, when Hillary Clinton tried to bring in abortion as part of healthcare. And apparently the Catholic Church runs about 10% of the hospitals in the U.S. And he said, if abortion is forced on us, I will close all the hospitals under my control. And that finished Hillary Clinton's health plan.
Yeah, that is...
John O'Connor is dead now, and we don't have any, but very few people of his caliber.
That's the kind of leadership that is needed to stand on principle and to expose the wickedness of those promoting child killing. They supposedly care about women's health, about the health of poor people. And given that kind of a showdown, those who know that killing children is murder could prevail if they had that kind of courage and commitment to do what is right, but time and time again they compromise. We have an archbishop here, John O'Gorman, who has just been in the news this past week saying that we need the archbishop in Washington, D.C. to not allow the Nancy Pelosi's of the world and these pro-abortion politicians to receive communion. They have to be told that they cannot receive communion. And here in Colorado, our own governor, Bill Ritter, I don't know, that should apply to him too, I guess.
Oh, yeah, well, the law of the church, it's called canon law, is very specific in this. It's canon 915. People who persist in grave scandal are not to be admitted to communion. There's no argument here. The ruling is very clear.
And so we have, with the Conference of Catholic Bishops, compromise on the matter of do not murder. And it seems like if you're willing to compromise there, there is only destruction to come.
Well, you see, they've compromised everywhere. When there was the fight against busing here, forced busing in Boston back in the 70s, the Archbishop wouldn't take in extra pupils into the Catholic schools, which were already suffering from lack of numbers.
Hmm.
In other words, he decided to support the godless public school system, right?
Yeah, supporting the godless public school system. You know, I got to give kudos to the radio show that aired right before mine in Denver and elsewhere around the country. The program before this show, Bob Inyart Live, is Chuck and Larry Bates' program News and Views. And what a great show they had. Their topic was the public schools and warning people to take their kids out of the godless public schools. And in fact, their guest gave Christian Ministries a D minus in failing to give parents a warning. Instead, they give them a false sense of security that your children will be okay in these godless public schools.
Yeah.
It's just
absolutely
devastating.
Actually, godless is almost too mild, because what they're doing is that they're actively corrupting children. They're introducing them to these homosexual programs, and as if this lifestyle was good and was normal. So they're actually corrupting children. They're worse than godless. They're worse than atheist. They are corrupting the children. The public schools, you see, are the instruments of the government to, you know, brainwash the kids and corrupt them.
Mm.
And the right to educate children rests primarily with the parents. And it's up to parents to decide where to send the kids to school. Often they don't have the choices with the public schools. And it's up to the parents to have an input and a veto over corrupting material.
Right. Exactly. So, John,
what we need to do at the moment, as I say, our hot button issue here is this program involving the six Catholic hospitals. Now, it's been signed on the 12th of March, but will not go into effect until the 1st of July. So we need as many people as possible to contact the Papal Nuncio, and I can give you a phone number and an email address for him.
Yeah, let's do that. In fact, I might have it here, 617-782-2544.
Okay, that's Cardinal Sean O'Malley. He's a man to contact.
All right.
And there's an email there for him. This is his secretary, who's a nun.
sdiago@rcab.org.
Right. And that's a correct email address. It might sound funny, but RCAB, of course, is Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Boston.
All right.
Nothing to do with cabs.
Okay.
But we need to get the word to Rome, and we have the Pope's representative here is Most Reverend Pietro Sambi. He's the Apostolic Nuncio. And he can be reached at 202-333-7121. And his email is simple. It's Nuncius, N-U-N-T-I-U-S, USA, at nunciususa.org.
Okay.
And both of these people can be reached at, it's Eastern time for both of these addresses, Boston and Washington, D.C.
All right.
The message is very clear. This plan is not to go ahead. Mm. There's no way it can be tweaked or anything else. This is a plan which will involve Catholic hospitals referring women for abortion, giving them the morning after pill, giving them contraceptives, referring them off for sterilizations. and so on. This plan has to be stopped.
And referring them for abortions.
Abortions, sterilization, morning after pill, the whole works.
Right.
The whole works. There's about 25,000 abortions here per year in Massachusetts.
All right, so John O'Gorman, if we could summarize, the Roman Catholic Church operates 6 hospitals in Massachusetts.
Yes.
And those hospitals have been ordered by the governor to dispense chemical abortifacients if a woman says she was raped, the morning after pill, which is also called Plan B, and those hospitals, and that was Mitt Romney doing that.
That was Mitt Romney. That's a number of years ago, correct?
Right.
No longer the governor.
Right. Then Mitt Romney signed into law tax-funded surgical abortions, elective surgical abortions for any reason, and that's part of Romney Care. And Caritas Christi, these Catholic hospitals, now have entered into a contract to provide health care under that program to 163,000 people, and they've issued a joint statement with their insurance company that they will refer out for private family planning services. And that's in addition to whatever Plan B abortifacient they may administer directly. And I think it goes on, it gets worse. How about adoption in Massachusetts through the Catholic Charities, whether or not a homosexual couple wants to adopt a child?
I'm glad you mentioned that. That's another thing where Cardinal Sean was caught out. He likes to call himself Cardinal Sean, Cardinal O'Malley. It was discovered that Catholic Charities, and you have them all around the country, were placing children with homosexuals. And Cardinal Sean did nothing about this. It was only when the papal nuncio, Most Reverend Pietro Sambi, wrote to Cardinal Sean to stop this, was it stopped. And instead of Cardinal Sean saying, now we'll do the right thing, we'll operate according to Catholic principles, he decided to get out of the adoption business altogether.
Mm. I want to thank you so much, John O'Gorman, for joining us. Perhaps we could do another interview in the near future.
Right, and if we could just mention that email again, nuntiususa@nuntiususa.org. Tell the...
All right. May God bless you, John O'Gorman. This is Bob Inyart, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, and our website is kgov.com.